everybody. I'm with Megan Marks, platform manager of Facebook. So sort of someone in the higher-ups responsible for throwing this event, correct?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, so what is this event? What are we all doing here?
Well, we brought together about 800 of the best developers, venture capitalists, entrepreneurs, and technology partners that we could find to come here today to introduce them to the new Facebook platform.
Okay, and what's changed from the old Facebook platform and the new Facebook platform? What are some of the new features?
The new Facebook platform is highly integrated with Facebook.
Okay.
So you get really good deep integration.
Uh-huh.
You also get wider distribution through newsfeed, through notifications, through a variety of methods.
Yes.
And finally, you get new business opportunities. We're enabling new partners to actually generate revenue
really?
Through the site. Yes.
Great. Yeah, I spoke to a bunch of the partners that you have out there on some of the really great new features that they're going to be integrating, which sounds awesome. And we just spoke with someone who's doing something named Causes, which is something, I don't know if you've if you're familiar with it, where they actually can donate money to certain causes. Now, that would be one of the ones, an example of something where you can generate revenue?
Yes, you could do it as a nonprofit or as a for-profit business. You could generate revenue either by having ads on your Canvas page, or you could also generate revenue through some sort of transaction on your Canvas pages.
Awesome. You guys are really fleshing yourself out. Facebook is one-stop shopping here.
It's pretty exciting to get to partner with all these developers, and we really feel like we're helping both the big technology players and also the little guys, the developers that are the individual programmers that have a site that's really great. They have a lot of skill, and we're helping them get distribution.
Cool, cool, cool. Now, part two of the event is something called Hackathon. What's Hackathon?
The hackathon is the unwork day. It's the opportunity for everyone to build a passion project, something that they maybe don't get to build during their normal work day. And tonight, they get to build their dream project on platform.
Who are they? Are they Facebook people or people you've invited, just good, hackers?
These are hackers. Well, they're not actually hackers. They're developers from the best companies that we could find and also from some of the best computer science programs, independent developers. You get a mix of everything. We have some bloggers here. We got a little bit of everything tonight.
Great. And in the end result, at midnight is when they kill it. What are you hoping to achieve?
Well, we're hoping that by 11 o'clock, developers will submit their applications, and they will hopefully at least be either a working application or at least a proof of concept.
Yes.
And then we're encouraging them to continue to iterate, keep building after tonight's hackathon to finish their applications. But these applications will be the first applications on Facebook go live tomorrow.
Awesome, awesome. And if people wanted to track some of the results that come out at 11 o'clock tonight, is there a special website for this event that they can follow up on, or just go to Facebook, or is there any sort of way to, track the proof of concepts that aren't finished?
Well, everyone's building on developers.fa.facebook.com tonight.
So developers.fa.facebook.com.
Yes.
There it is. All right, well, thank you very much. It's a really fun event. I'm going to go have some fun. I'm sure you need a break.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. All right, everybody, so we are here at the Facebook event, and I have grabbed Alice Lancaster from PhotoBucket because I am a devout user of PhotoBucket.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear it.
I knew you'd like that.
Yeah.
So how did you find out about this event, and, how did you get invited? How did your participation come about?
Well, PhotoBucket is the biggest video and photo sharing site anywhere now, and our users have long been able to share their photos on Facebook. We have a lot of users on PhotoBucket that share their photos on Facebook. And we have a lot of friends at Facebook, so they invited us to get previewed on the platform. And we started working on it just a couple of weeks ago, like most of the developers here.
Yeah. And what exactly are you working on when you say?
Well, there are a couple of things that you can do with the PhotoBucket application on Facebook. You can search through all the media that's in your own PhotoBucket album and display it on Facebook. And so you can display your images, your videos, your mashups, your slideshows, and you can choose the one that you like, and you can post it onto your Facebook profile.
Now, has PhotoBucket always been a video site? I've always known it to just be images. Is that a recent addition?
Yeah, we have actually had videos for quite some time now. We're actually the third largest video sharing site now. Yeah.
Okay.
And in addition to going through all the photos and videos on your own album, you can actually search the PhotoBucket repository. We have an enormous repository of public content, and it's the very best user-generated content. So we have 2.8 billion images and videos, and so if you want to post a lolcat or a cheeseburger image or anything you like, really, you can just search.
A lolcat?
L-O-L-C-A-T.
Oh, right. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So is that, are they working here, or they're about to start working on all of this architecture?
It all works now.
Oh, okay. So yeah. When the hackathon part of the event, what are they doing now?
You know, the details of this event, you're going to need to speak to somebody from Facebook. Okay. Basically, there are developers who have been invited like us, and we're coding, and we already have stuff working. And in PhotoBucket's case, we're going to be ready in a couple of weeks to share it with the users.
Gotcha. So. Oh, well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Thank you. There you go. Hey, everybody, this is Aaron Levy from Box.net. Now, Aaron, tell everyone, what is Box.net?
Sure. We're a really easy way to manage your files online. So that means that you upload files to our website, and then you can actually share them. You can access them from anywhere. You can keep them in a safe place in case you want to pull them up later.
When you say files, you mean like just Word documents, or can I do images, music?
Sure. Well, we support all file types. So that office documents, photos, music, videos, any type of data. You said you guys are from Microsoft, correct?
We sure are.
Okay, yeah. So we...
Ching!
We actually have a plug-in for Microsoft Office. So in Excel, Word, PowerPoint, Publisher, there's a button that lets you... basically, once you're done editing a file, you can click it, and then now that file is safe on Box.net. So you can go pick it up from another computer. It's sort of like a virtual thumb drive that you can pull up from anywhere.
Very cool, very cool. And now, how did you hear about and become involved with this event for Facebook?
Sure. Well, we had a feature called the Box.net widget, and the idea is that any folder or a set of files on your Box.net account can then be published somewhere else.
Okay.
So let's just say you have a set of documents or a set of photos that you want to put on your own website. You can do that with Box.net. And so that caught the attention of Facebook, and then it made sense to be able to do that same thing that you could do on other websites but on your own Facebook profile. So we launched the files application on Facebook,
okay. And
it's powered by Box, yeah.
Now let me ask you a question. How would that differ from something like PhotoBucket?
Sure, it's actually very different. So for one, we support all file types.
Yes.
So PhotoBucket is just photos.
PhotoBucket is actually videos as well, I've learned.
I'm sorry. Yes. So they're more media-centric.
Yes.
We're file agnostic, so we let you do a lot of different things with your files.
Okay.
And so we don't care what type of file. And then we actually give you a place to manage and then collaborate those files back on Box.net.
Right.
So we're much more about collaboration and access, not just publishing.
Cool, cool. And this is a free service?
Yeah, so you actually get a gigabyte of free storage, and then if you want to upgrade to one of our subscription plans, you get more space, you get more services, you get more features on top of that.
Cool, cool, cool. So. Very cool. Best of luck to you, and thanks for helping out Facebook become awesome. Box.net. Hey, with Uber.com, yet another Facebook partner. Ray, thank you very much. All right, explain to my audience, what is Uber.com?
Okay, Uber.com is an online library for to gather and organize all your online media,
uh-huh.
your music, your videos, your photos.
Okay.
And for Uber.com, we can actually organize all your bookmarks. We call them Uber links, so they're all in one spot and easy to get to. You can share all the media on your site and your library with other people, your friends, and so forth, as well as search and retrieve other people's media as well.
Okay, and now is there a size limit for files? Do you do videos as well as audios? Is it everything?
Absolutely. We do videos. We do photos. For audios, we do allow musicians to upload their own music,
uh-huh.
but we do not allow you to upload somebody else's music. For instance, you can't upload a Pink track or a Fergie track. So we do have content on the site.
So
where
if I had bought the Pink CD, put it on my hard drive, I couldn't take that Pink song and put it up on my Uber?
There are legalities around that,
right.
Correct. So we don't want to deal with that.
Because then it would become a sharing issue.
Yeah, exactly. What we do is with Facebook, we have the Uber Media Library, which we integrated in there, which allows you to basically take all of the photos that you already have on Facebook,
uh-huh.
as well as all your photos from all over the internet, and put it into one central location. In addition to that, you can do the same with your videos and any music that you have. You can also share that music, and people can go into your library, see what you have. Basically, if they like it, they can drag it into their own Uber Media Library and save it as well.
Uber.com, and you can also get all the same services as you offer there on Facebook?
Most of the same services. Yeah, Uber.com is a bigger site. We do have more to do there, but our focus right now is on the Facebook modules. The Uber Media Library, like I said, as well as the Uber Audio Player, the Uber Music Player.
Yeah.
And that's something that we really like. It's an interesting different take on what a music player should look like.
I can't believe Uber.com was available. Did someone get this domain like a million years ago?
I couldn't answer that. I wasn't the one that got it. I don't know.
There you go. All right. Well, thank you very much. Best of luck to you. And thanks for cooperating with Facebook. We love it. All right, everybody. Staying loyal to my fans and to my what's true to my heart, I found a gaming application. This is Rajat from Bunchball. Is it Bunchball.com?
It's just Bunchball.
Bunchball. And here, talk to my people about what Bunchball is.
Sure. So we're a provider of multiplayer casual gaming as a hosted service. So we provide gaming as a service to companies like Toyota, Pixo, Eons, Lifetime Television, NBC Sports.
Wow.
And I mean, the list goes on. So the value proposition is fairly compelling to these guys. We say, we come in, we'll give you a little bit of JavaScript code, you drop it in the page.
What kind of games? Like, how elaborative games are we talking about? We're not doing World of Warcraft, no. But I'm hoping we're doing a little bit more than Pong?
Sure. So we're doing what's traditionally called casual games.
Okay.
So pool, battleship, getting to know you type games where you're answering questions together, party type games, action games like Asteroids, things that are super easy to learn and to get into really quickly. Uh-huh. You don't want a learning curve when you're trying to play with people on sites or want to play with your friends.
Right. So, but you said you're just known as Bunchball, so that means people can't go to the Bunchball site and play games.
Yeah, exactly. We're not a destination site. We're a service provider. So we sell the service to the sites that I mentioned, NBC Sports, etc. And they give it to their users. So we're more of a B2B2C company.
And what's your most popular game, the ones that people are really, you know, rocking out on right now?
Sure. There's probably two. One is called Strip Jack, and it's a blackjack game with cartoon characters that strip whenever you lose a hand.
They lose their clothing?
They lose their clothing, yes.
Dirty world we live in. And what else is the other one? Something with Care Bears, I hope.
So one of the other really popular games is a trivia game that we have where the users can actually submit their own questions into the game.
No stripping?
No stripping, unless you want there to be. No Care Bears either.
And so now this is something that you can get right now in Facebook?
I think it's going to launch tonight.
There we go.
Yeah.
Which means right now, because this will be airing then, did that then.
Then yes, it is.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to get online. And how do you find people? Is there like, will I have a button on my Facebook profile that says I'm a Bunchbox member or Bunchball member?
Right now, you'll see entries in the newsfeed from whenever somebody plays a game, saying like, you played a game with me, click on here to add the application.
And it's free if everyone wants to sign up and be a Bunchball player?
It's all free.
Awesome. Thank you very much. Great. We love it.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. So I have so rudely interrupted Matt McNamara, who is a real live participant in the hackathon, right?
Yes.
Now, talk to me. How did you get involved with hackathon?
I got invited to the hackathon because I'm just an API developer. I'm a college student in Ohio, and there was a need on my campus for a program, so I wrote it on Facebook using their API.
And what was that program?
It was called Future Housing at UD, University of Dayton. All my friends, we register for our housing in January, but we don't know where we're going to live until the next year. So I wrote an application where you can see where all your Facebook friends are going to live the next year. It integrated with Yahoo Maps, so you could like see on a picture like who you're going to be living with, because we have student neighborhoods. And so I think that got me some attention, and also I won a Facebook contest for developers.
So you're really involved in Facebook.
A little bit. There are a lot of people who do a lot more than me, but I'm just an end user who really likes Facebook. So
we love end users here at Channel 10. So so they sent you an email and said, hey, we want you?
Mark Zuckerberg sent me an email. Yeah. Well, yeah, pretty neat. And just said, we want to invite you out to this conference in San Francisco. So I was like, sure.
Sure.
I'm all on it. And
it's better than Ohio.
A lot better than Ohio. This is it's a really crazy place. I like it.
Awesome. And now what are you building here at the hackathon?
I'm actually taking that original application I wrote, Future Housing, and I'm integrating it into the canvas. So it'll be an actual application on Facebook, and I'm going to expand it to allow other schools that have a similar setup to, you know, go on and just do their thing.
That's awesome. Now, are you doing this alone? Because I see you're sitting with, well, before I got here, there were some other people here, but apparently I'm scary. Are you doing this as a team, or is this a solo project?
Right now it's just a solo project, but we're kind of all helping each other.
Gotcha.
So there was a guy who was sitting across from me. I might have a question. He might know the answer.
Gotcha.
But we're all working on independent projects.
And you met here at the Facebook event?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because it's all about community.
It is about community. It's about the social web.
It is.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and good luck. And now you guys have, a deadline of 11 o'clock tonight?
Yeah. If we're trying to play in the contest.
Right.
But I don't think I'm going to do it.
You just have, a proof of concept?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
Very good. Well, best of luck to you. And we will look for you at, developers.facebook.com?
Yeah, it is.
There it is. Good. Back to work. Sorry to interrupt, but not really.
Thanks.
Everybody, this is Keith, and Keith is from YouPlayMe.com. And for those of you out there who don't know, what is YouPlayMe.com?
Well, right now, Facebook doesn't allow its users to show the music that they're listening to, especially not in real time. So what we're doing is we're powering that. Right now, when you listen to songs on your computer, with YouPlayMe, it's going to be shot up to your Facebook profile so all of your friends can see exactly what you're listening to in real time.
Really?
They can see the music that you're listening to, the movies that you're watching.
So if I'm just sitting in my room, just listening to music on my computer, somebody can log into my Facebook profile and see whatever I'm listening to, even though I'm not directly telling them?
Exactly. And you don't have to think about it. You just forget about it. You keep on using your computer the way you always have.
Right.
And boom, now they get to learn that about you. And, you know, as you know, music is something that really brings people together.
Absolutely.
And Facebook was missing that, and so we're going to give that to them.
That's really cool. But it's not like a sharing network, so they can't go in and get that song from me, right?
No, no.
Because that would be illegal.
That would be totally, like, the RIAA loves us. Like, absolutely, okay. There's no sharing. You can get 30-second samples.
Oh, great.
And you can just learn about the music that your friends are listening to and you know,
that's
have
awesome.
Yeah.
Now, what if you weren't, what if outside of your affiliation with Facebook, how does YouPlayMe.com work on its own?
Well, we do a similar thing. So we're going to introduce you to friends or introduce you to people that you don't know based on similar preferences. And we're going to help you find new content, new movies, new music, because based on similar preferences. So
okay.
We've got that going on. And have you ever heard of, like, VH1's, I think it's called Pop-Up Video?
Oh, hi, yeah, addicted.
That's really cool. So we don't have that powered yet, but soon as you're, if you want, we're going to offer a similar service where you're using your computer, you're listening to the music that you love, and then fun facts are going to pop up.
Oh my God, I love it.
Yeah. So.
Oh my God, I love it. Are you hiring?
Yes, we are.
Where are you located?
We're located in New York City.
Oh my God! And that's Laura's last show for Microsoft Channel 10 because I'll be moving to YouPlayMe.com. We're out.